Superintendent Chalmers, you didn't have to come all the way down here. Everything's under control.
I have had it. I have had it with this school, Skinner. The low test scores. Class after class of ugly, ugly children.
Oh, no, I really think the children's appearance...
Seymour, you are in very, very big trouble. Why, looking into this lovable mutt's eyes just melts my heart. Seymour, all is forgiven.
Make way for Willie!
I said make way for Willie, you bloated gus bug!
Seymour?
Hmm?
You're fired!
I'm sorry. Did you just call me a liar?
No, I said you were fired.
Oh. That's much worse.
Hello and welcome to Better Than H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Terry, let me tell you, I am very, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
I too am hot.
It is, if you don't mind me saying, fucking hot today.
Hot as balls.
And I tell you what, I'm sweating through this shirt here, as you
can
see. Look at this.
The pattern of balls.
There is no natural light or air in this.
I feel like I'm in Las Vegas here. Gaming.
Keep recording. How are you?
I'm good. I am good.
I too am well.
Yeah. I've been good, man. What have you been up to the last couple of weeks?
We had my old Brosif on the last podcast.
Very enjoyable.
Reaction's been very good to that, so thank you. We got ourselves to number Skunkator number 6.
Skunkator does not have laser vision.
Skunkator number 6 in the iTunes TV and film in Ireland category. So that was great, and the episode itself charted, which was great. And it got a lot of new ears to the podcast, which is great.
All good things.
Great to use your family.
And can't wait to have him back on again.
Yeah, next week. And what else? I tell you what. Speaking of sweating, right? I was wearing a different shirt. I was sweating even more than this because I decided to go back to the gym. But first, I was looking at other fitness options because I was very bored at the gym, right?
Yes.
And
do they do classes in your gym?
They do a spin class, which I've never been a fan of.
You know, me and spin.
I know you're.
I did spin. I did spin this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. What's 7
time?
O'clock.
Ooh.
30 minutes high intensity interval training.
Do you do that in Clontarf or do you do it?
I do it in Westwood. Yeah.
Oh, Westwood.
In Clontarf. Yeah.
And then you go shower on the dart.
Yeah.
Into
make the shower and then jumped on the dart over.
Makes zero difference.
If anything, I'm sweating more after the shower.
See, I was hitting the weights pretty hard, if you don't mind me saying, Terry. And I normally
I can tell.
And I normally don't...
what do they call that muscle between the neck and the shoulder?
Shoulder?
No,
traps?
Is it traps?
I don't know.
So those ones that Batista has, anyway.
Those giant... I think
it's extra
traps.
Head.
I think it's traps. Yeah. But I normally sweat. I normally shower and then sweat profusely after if I'm running. But I was sweating profusely just after the weights anyway. But anyway, that's beside the point. I was looking around the area for other fitness options, and I was thinking, right. And I noticed, oh, there's another jiu-jitsu gym that's just opened around the corner. Dare I inquire? No, I didn't inquire. Because see,
you would go against your own jiu-jitsu.
No,
gym.
If you're listening, no, I would never do that. Because they have. Because my big problem is I don't get to enough classes for me. Anyway.
Yeah,
you know, I go like 3 times a week. It's not enough. But they had 3 classes from 6:30 to 7:30. I'm like, oh, that would be perfect right before work. But it's like £100 a month, which is, to be honest, the standard sort of.
Is it?
Well, it's more than mine. I think I'm paying $65 a month
for your gym.
No, sorry, for jiu-jitsu, yeah. The gym.
I pay $55.
For the gym.
For Westwood.
Yeah, it's £20 a month for Ben.
And I pay $55 because I have a student card.
Don't I have your student card?
My old one, my friend. Right. That's what we wanted you to think.
I was showing Joni, she's like, "Who's that?" I was like, I couldn't even explain it.
Why have you got a picture of another man in your wallet, Dad?
It'll take too long to explain.
So anyway, keep it.
I didn't. Jeez, I'm sweating already. I didn't go to this place anyway. I couldn't do that. I felt like I was even dirty even thinking about it.
Right.
Then I was thinking, oh, CrossFit. That's a big thing.
Ooh, that's a big cult.
And I tell you what. I inquired about it, and I dislike CrossFit even more now than I did. I mean, the guy was perfectly nice, but the prices, like, you're not going to be poor and do CrossFit. Like,
no.
He's like, what we recommend is 5 one-to-one sessions at 60 quid a session, then it's €185 a month afterwards. I said, get the what? Fuck, €185.
But, like, I've never done it.
It looked great. Like, it looks like something I'd need. Is that someone, for want of a better word, like, riding my ass?
And
I'm sorry. But, you know, I need it. Yeah. Lock the doors. So anyway, the reason I'm sweating, long story short, is because I tried to apply CrossFit principles to my normal gym, and I haven't stopped sweating since.
But,
and
like,
I'm sweating even talking
with
about
cross,
it.
With the CrossFit principles, like you're saying, is it like
just work out hard,
like squats or whatever like that? Like, is it like it's different sets?
I'd be lying if I said I knew a lot about it, but I sort of, you go from whatever, squats to deadlifts to pull-ups to whatever, you know.
Pull-ups? Sort of. No, I don't think I can even do one pull-up.
I couldn't, which is a good thing. There was no one else watching me, to be honest.
I remember Egan always telling us a story of one of the lads on the football team, Kev McDermott. Kev, you're out there. Well, you're getting name dropped. But he was a trainer in Westwood. And he goes down there getting his free trial. And it was when you get a free trial with the trainer. Like,
oh, yeah.
Kev was like, oh, I know what you can all do. And he said he was trying to, like, pull himself up. And he was, like, doing, like, 3 or 4. And he's like, you're pathetic.
That's the sort of trainer I need.
Like, I'm like, no, because I signed up the same thing. And it was like, oh, yeah, you get a free whatever with a personal trainer. And they're like, who do you want or whatever? And I was like, and they're like, oh, did somebody say you know Kev?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, stick me over him. And then Egan was telling me the story. And it was just like, never showed up to my appointment. just did my own thing. That was the last thing I would want.
But did Egan know
it? No, Egan knows Kev, yeah. No, right. Like, we're all on the same football team together or whatever. But it's just like,
pathetic. Yeah. That's the sort of drill sergeant style that I need.
If you're ever in a spin class and he was doing it, it's like, who wants to go faster? It's like, I know Terry does. I'm like, no, Kev, please. Like,
don't single me out in front of the class.
Yeah. But I did a spin class. Like, I have to say, like, Westwood is expensive, but the class
is 55 a month?
55 for students.
That's not
75 for a regular schmo.
How can you get away with being a student?
I have a student card.
That applies for, like, if you're just in college at any age, or do they think you're 17?
No, I mean, I could be a mature student, I could be whatever. Like, I just have my student card, my official, like, government.
And how do you have that? Why is that still valid?
I get
say it on air.
I get it renewed every year.
Every year?
Those stupid punks in Trinity, you just, they don't know, never know what hit them. Originally, what happened was Faye in her old job made me like a blank like student card.
Yeah,
I was doing like business, quote unquote, or whatever, and I went in and
made
got
you
it.
A card.
She made me a card. I got one done for me in her old.
Right. Didn't hand make it.
No. In her old college, she got one there, and then it was like not the current job she's in. Right, I cannot stress that enough. It was years ago, but I went into Trinity and they give you your student card, and then every year I would go back in and just like hand in my old card, and then one year, and it was like a Friday evening, and it was like. I rushing to get there, and it was a big long queue, and your mom was like, can I get your student card, your one from your like college, so we can. I was like, yeah, and I gave him that one. He's like, this expired in 2011. I was like, oh, let me see if I
I don't have my up to date one.
Yeah, and I was like, and he was just like, the queue was building up. He was like, okay, it's just go on. Like, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. What drives me to take these chances?
You leave, you just put on your sunglasses, like, you mug. That's brilliant.
Like, Usual Suspects.
I have to get one of them. The only fake ID that I ever got was, if you remember in school,
it was a student card, whatever it was.
But I don't know how
the guard age card thing.
No, it wasn't even that. It was like some bus thing.
Right, yeah.
But what you do is you get the form. You fill it all out in pencil, you give it to the school secretary to sign, and then you rub it all out and write it back in pen. But, like, I don't know how, like, everybody did it. Like, would she not have been suspicious by the 20th time?
Never did it.
Did you not?
No. And I never wasn't hip to that sort of scam.
There was one time in school, if I may say, I noticed that the tech graphics teacher, Mr. Lochnan, as you recall, he was doing up the test for the tech exam, and he threw something in the bin that me and I think Cash saw as we were walking past the bin. So I was like, he's after throwing the thing in the bin. So we waited till he left the teacher's room, ran into the bin, dug out the thing, and then I spent like about a week and a half practicing how to draw this whatever it was. And I even said to, like, I remember, like, Andy Nevin, who was sitting beside me, because he was like the tech whiz and currently an architect.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was like, I guarantee I'm going to get a better score than this. And he was like,
okay. Yeah.
I was like, 10 or bets and all this sort of stuff. Yeah, and I was like, I'm going to make such a fool of him.
Yeah.
Turned out like he got like 96%. I still got like 67%. So crime doesn't pay.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, it was like, well, clearly the one that he just like thrown away because he wasn't happy and like made up a new exam. Like,
oh no, that won't do.
Exactly. You're like, he threw it in the bin. Of course he did.
Of course it's going to be coming up in the test. He threw it in the bin.
Have you been up to anything else?
What else have we been up to?
Any trips, not to the circus, but anywhere else?
No, I can't say that I have now.
You said you wanted to talk. You said off mic. You said you wanted to talk to me about a little film called Toy Story.
Oh, Toy Story 4. I did go and see Toy Story 4. Which bits did you say had you in a blubbering mess?
The bit at the, okay, we're going to say spoilers for Toy Story 4.
Should we spoil it? Can we do it in a way that doesn't?
You can't spoil it. Oh, you can't. I can't say it without spoiling it. Like. And I would like to get into it with you. So, like,
all right, people.
Yeah.
Just
it's spoilers.
I feel like we shouldn't be doing this. You reprimanded me three podcasts.
But hold
in
on,
a row.
I'll give a giant like warning right here. Like,
right, we're gonna be discussing Toy Story for the next couple of minutes, people.
If
so
you'd like to
skip on. Yeah. Don't switch to another podcast.
But the bit at the end.
Oh, straight into the spoilers.
Where 100%. We just did a whole thing where the Gabby doll or whatever, and like she's gonna go with the guys, and then they see the little girl who's lost at the carnival.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that poor little girl.
I thought it was the bit at the start you were talking about.
But that also broke me as well. Like, before she creates Forky, like, just like
it does hit a bit close to home.
It does.
There's two occasions, right? There was one.
Did you cry, or did you shed a tear?
I got a bit welly, if you'll pardon the expression, towards the end with, like, you
the
know,
buzz.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. But I remember, I remember specifically me and Kerry. I think I might have said to you before, like, we were at Burger King. I could see why that bit at the start sort of made you like teary, because we went to Burger King off the N11 there. There's like a little playground outside, and so Johnny's like, oh, can I go play? And I was like, yeah, go on ahead. And then I'm sort of like, I'm right at the other side of the window, but I'm like, I'm just watching her, like, all these other kids running around knowing each other, screaming and laughing, and she's just kind of like, she's kind of oblivious to how awkward it
looks.
And she's just running around after them laughing, but like no one's even looking at her or acknowledging her, and she's just following the group around, and I'm looking at it with Kerry, and Kerry's just kind of like, it's like, it's all right.
Yeah.
And I was like, just someone fucking look at her. Like, she's right there.
Just
like, how could you not see the cutest kid in the world? It's right there. So, like, that's sort of when I seen that in, like, Toy Story, I'm like, oh, there it is again.
Did you enjoy the film?
I tell you what, I did enjoy the film.
It's very enjoyable.
It is enjoyable. I think I'd have enjoyed it more if it came after Toy Story 2. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Because it couldn't, and frankly didn't, top 3. But
see, a lot of people think 2 is the best. I'm with you. I think 3 is the best.
2 is, yeah, well.
2 is very good. There's a lot of good stuff.
Do you think 2 is better than 1?
No, I think 1 is
pretty
classic.
Yeah.
I remember being on like a football trip in Liverpool, and we've been out drinking for most of the afternoon, and we came in to get out of the sun for like an hour and a half, whatever, before we went back out that night.
Excuse
and I was
me.
Flicking around on the TV, and Toy Story was on. I remember sitting there like waiting to, you know, my turn to get showered or whatever.
Just being so happy.
But I was just like watching it, and I was like, man, this is a really fucking good movie. Like, I remember it was like first time in ages I'd watched it, but like also for one of the first times watching it through like an adult sort of lens of like,
yeah,
this, just the story beats and all are fantastic.
Yeah,
know, like
you do appreciate it more even as you're older, because yeah, when you're young it's all about the toys.
Oh yeah, it was all about like, they're really fun and all that, and it's like, no, but even like the story of like,
yeah,
the actual like, oh, this guy's threatened by a new guy coming in, or yeah, you know, all yeah, that stuff, like
yeah, it is, yeah. No, like I liked 4, but I would probably put it in order of best, ooh, to worst, since you asked. I appreciate that you burped off, Michael. I'm yeah, the pig of the show, burping right on. I know, I'm sweating. Stop looking at my midsection.
Andy's shirt has gone.
Jesus. This is torture. Like, why do they even... Like,
I'm light blue.
He's specific to a dark blue.
It's like it's a gag where somebody is like pressing the button.
Don't make me laugh. I get hotter. It is like someone's just activated it. Like,
what's the equivalent of, like, you know, when somebody shoots somebody in a movie, it's a squib and it's like a blood patch goes up. Like, it's like, hit the sweat patch. More sweat.
But anyway, I would rank it in, I would go 3-1-4-2.
Oh, 2 bottom.
3-1-2-4.
I do think it's probably the weakest of the lot of them.
But it's a good film. I tell you my issue with it was that there was very light on the supporting characters.
Yeah, it's almost like a spin-off.
Very little buzz.
Yeah, but his arc is sort of finished. His arc kind of finished in the first film, really.
It did.
Think about like in 3, they like reset him. And he's like back to the guy he was in the first film.
I'd say Tim Allen was in the studio for about 2 days for that
at
movie.
At most, like, yeah.
You know, and everyone else.
But like, but it's more Woody's sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, but what do you think of my main man, Forky?
I liked him. Who voiced him?
Buster Bluth? No, from Arrested Development. No. Tony Hale is the name of the guy.
I think I can actually picture him. Yeah. He kind of looks a bit like...
pretty spot on face you did there.
Thank you. I was channeling him. But, and I assume that was Key and Peele as the... Yeah. Yeah, they're always a great addition to anything, really.
Yeah. And like, I like his whole like worldview of... Because he's right. We're all trash.
Yep.
Trash. Trash.
I went to see it with like Joni and Kerry, and that was Joni's favourite bit was...
Trash.
At first she was like, oh, I didn't really like it. And then I was just like, my way of getting her around to it, I was like, I liked Forky. I liked the fact that, yeah, like, I liked that he kept going, trash? Yeah. He's like, yeah, that was my favorite bit too. And I'm like, yeah, that's
you stupid kid.
It's like, I played you, you fool.
Like a fiddle. I tell you what, there's a good one. First of all, was Joni scared of the dummies at all? The ventriloquist.
No, she
dummies.
Wasn't actually.
They were very unnerving.
They were. Yeah. I did like
that. I did, they didn't speak made them more unnerving.
Just that face.
Yeah. The jaw, Jesus. Like.
Straight away, you're like, trouble.
But there's a good one, because it also stars Key and Peele. It's on Netflix. It's called Storks.
Seen it.
What'd you think of it?
There's Key and Peele.
They're like two wolves in it or something.
They're the wolves. Those are the best part of the movie. Yeah. No, I was only watching it. I was only just talking about it with Kerry of how it's actually a brilliant movie.
I think it's great. And it's really like funny. Really, really like under the radar of how, like, I went to see that with Sam in the cinema a few years ago. And like, nobody has ever like with
you never
kids.
Hear it mentioned no. Like,
but it's really like sort of Looney Tunes type,
yeah,
you know,
exactly
style,
yeah,
cartoon or whatever. And like Andy Samberg is always a delight. He played the stork.
But it was that was actually a really good one. Yeah. I was watching that on Netflix, and I was watching the Emoji Movie.
Ooh.
Which isn't as good. But
shockingly.
But was it even in any way good? No.
It's a cash grab if there ever was one. Like,
yeah, it was kind of like, you know, I did kind of like, you know, the whole concept is like no one can change their face or whatever, you know. So
like, it's constant smile
like,
or whatever.
Yeah, so I just kind of like, you know, like the laughy emoji. And at the start, it's like, what are you looking at, freak? You know? Like, they don't break. Like, they still keep the same face. But yeah, no. Storks is better. Yeah, but,
definitely.
But
should we move over to some other animated stuff?
Like what, Terry?
Well, we're going to talk about The Simpsons.
No, we are going to talk specifically, Terry, if I may, about. Right. I'll just put my glasses on the end of my nose here.
Mm-hmm.
The season 5, episode 19, "Sweet Seymour Skinner's Badass Song."
Now, you say it's season 5, episode 19. I would say it's episode 100 overall.
You stole my thunder.
Yeah.
Yes, as Terry said, it's the 100th episode of the season, of the series. Yeah, I'm a fucking butler. God damn it.
Well, I never knew that until this watch.
Neither did
I picked up on it.
And then I picked up on the chalkboard gag. Mm-hmm. I will not celebrate meaningless milestones.
That's what made me pick up on it.
Oh, really?
And I was like,
what's the milestone?
That's what I mean. And then I went and looked at it. I was like, oh, episode 100.
Episode 100, written by Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein.
It's good stock.
Good team there. Directed by Bob Anderson. The title is a parody of the film Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song.
Yeah.
Which I think is a very obscure reference for it.
Totally obscure.
I googled it, or I clicked on the link on Wikipedia. I was like, this is no relevance at all.
Is it like some a black exploitation
type film? It's like a black guy fighting against white power or something like that. I don't know the full plot, but it didn't look like it was in any way similar to this. So it just seemed like one for the writers, I guess.
I guess so. It's a good title.
You know what? It's not a good title for me.
No,
didn't like it. I don't like saying it. I don't like reading it. I don't like those extra S's and A's and
badass.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't like that now.
Yeah.
Its original air date, Terry, if I may, it was April 28th, 1994. And Shuffle's notes, it finished 16th in the ratings, with a Nielsen rating of 12.7, translating to 12 million households.
That's a big jump back up.
Yeah,
right?
The last one was a considerable drop in comparison to the other ones.
What was the last one? Burns His Hair?
Yeah, which was a great one. did you have your hand there or something?
Yeah,
it was all right.
I was expecting more from Burnsy, to be honest.
Oakley and Weinstein decided to do a Skinner and Bart episode because the staff wanted to take a diversion from the relatively wacky, fast-paced episodes that had comprised of season 5 so far.
Well, if you think about it, it was like Homer in space.
Yeah.
Was one of them. Like
Bart gets an elephant.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Two giant examples there. Yeah.
And David Merkin said that they wanted to slow down parts of the show and take a time for a more emotional episode like this one. In that it's sort of like Bart and Skinner, and it's a fairly simple sort of plot. Much of Principal Skinner's behavior in the episode is based on Oakley and Weinstein's teachers in high school, who, according to Oakley, were sad, lonely guys who lived with their mothers.
I read that and I was like, oh.
Do you think any of our teachers lived with?
Well, I want to get into it as the episode goes on.
All right.
Yeah.
A few people make their first appearance in this episode. Baby Gerald.
Oh yeah.
Now, talk about stereotypes. Luigi Risotto.
I fucking love Luigi.
I love him, but you get all my feelings on this.
Why hasn't he been kicked off?
Groundskeeper Willie's fairly prominent in this episode. No issues with him. And Leopold.
Yeah, my favorite.
Freaks. Yeah. And Flanders' parents also make their first appearance.
Man.
I can't wait to
He's
get to
a
this
real
one.
Cube.
Have you got anything else for me? Apart from that, I'm fairly
not really
light.
I'm ready to get involved.
Oh, well, all right then.
Yeah.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
they're gonna eat this up at show and tell.
What did you think of the opening?
Loved it.
Yeah.
I don't often that's not true. I don't often like cover songs, but certainly not ones based on Beatles songs. But I'd argue that this is a better.
I am with you there.
Little help from my friends.
Yeah, I think this is the definitive version of it. Yeah.
But then I noticed when I listened to a few more Joe Cocker stuff that all the songs sound exactly like that.
Well, yeah.
So standalone, they sound good, but if you listen to five Joe Cocker songs in a row, it's is this still the same song?
like Space Captain is one on our playlist.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just like
big female choir. Oh, I tell you what I was a big fan of in this bit was Homer's thick, luscious beard.
Oh my god!
I don't know if I've ever seen a better beard animated.
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that he set it on fire by accident.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I love that he has the book, the beard book as yeah. well, like yeah. which is great.
Forward by Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Willie Nelson was the forward. But the only other time I think of Homer with a beard, he had a bit of a scraggly beard with Brad Goodman episode. But then also when in the episode, the bigger brother.
Oh yeah,
a brother from another planet.
From the same planet.
Yeah, that's the one. And when Bart was describing how he's a drunken blackjack player, he has the hat yeah. on and the beard. Like, hit me. You should
grow back.
Yeah.
Are you
not now? I mean, nobody's going to watch it now. But like,
no. Do you? I don't know if you've seen the thing I put up on our socials the other day of like the rating, like sort of. Decline.
Yes, I did see it. Yeah,
I think they're quite kind to seasons like 11 to 22. To be honest,
like
before it really started to hit the fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's a considerable drop from. And I watched that thing. Video we're talking about. It was good.
Yeah,
it was good, and it kind of. When he was going on at season 8, I was like, season 8? Like,
yeah.
like this is when it all starts to hit the fan.
Yeah, it's a bit harsh on
yeah,
season 8.
I was like,
yeah.
I like season 8. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's still a lot of good stuff in there. And he does say that, in fairness.
Yeah.
But you can see what he's talking about. The cracks are starting to show,
yeah.
like, at that time.
Especially when they compared... I thought when they started doing it, I was kind of like, oh, what are they doing? Making up jokes? Remember, like, there's some joke from, like, season whatever where Homer's, like, too fat to... I don't know what it was.
Something to do with like getting on a plane.
Yeah, and they said this is how they do it in season 30 or whatever. Yeah. This is how they would have done it in season six or something like that. And it just showed the difference between like you know, complete difference, like a different humor altogether.
But the fact that they talked about, and maybe we're getting off topic here, but like how the jokes are all character based. And you see that in this episode.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that it's kind of
because you've built up a rapport or you built up like a backstory with characters. So
exactly.
Them
like,
acting this way is funnier now.
I guess it is inevitable, like a show goes on that long, that you're rewriting the history so many times over.
Yeah.
And like they even in the first 7 or 8 series, like they kind of rewrote some of their history in terms of like Homer and Marge used to live in whatever, Little Italy, Springfield or whatever. And like just that kind of stuff. Where it was like, actually, when they moved into the house, you know, they talk about when they're pregnant with Maggie and stuff like that. And it's kind of like little tweaks that like they had established.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now, as it's gone on, now it's like the episode where like Homer was in college and he was like in his own version of Nirvana or whatever like that. Like awful, like, just awful stop. Stuff. Like,
I think it's gonna be another Simpsons movie.
And that's what I was gonna say. We should have mentioned that at the start, but like. Just kill it already, like.
Why, like.
Yeah, let it go.
When I see, it's funny because it used to be when I turn on The Simpsons and I'd see that really old animation like of The Simpsons name coming through the clouds.
Yeah,
you know, that really old. And I'm like, turn it off.
I used kill to for like, that now. Like.
You know, I know, and now it's the opposite. Now I see the super crisp, like the bird flying across the sky. I'm like, ugh, go keep going.
Yeah, like, exactly. You know. Like,
but I digress.
Yeah. Where were we?
Oh, the intro. Well, yeah, excellent intro.
Yeah, I love the idea. First of all, again, getting a bit meta as they have been this season. It's like, what do you think? And actually, Rick really ahead of his time. Like, when it's saying like 20 years from now, if somebody's laughing about at what you're doing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's like, not bloody likely. I'm like, yep. Yeah. Pretty now long. Like nobody's laughing at The Simpsons in season 25.
We ain't laughing.
Yeah. Joke's over. I always love that. I always love the kids, like
them as kids.
Yeah. So like Bart on the toilet, like is great. And then you know you get the little runner of like Bart sort of needing something for show and tell.
Yeah.
Even though show and tell is like It's never been a big thing.
I'm surprised he's getting so worked up about it.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
He needs something for Sean Dell. Like, so what does he pick up? He picks up a trilobite.
Yeah.
Which is, what, some sort of prehistoric bug or
I think
something.
So, yeah.
Petrified wood.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. And that's a bran muffin.
Yeah, I like that reading by Lisa.
Yeah.
That line reading. Yeah. And then he gets in with a tiny little thing of geode.
Yeah.
I love that gag of everybody has one.
Yeah.
On the bus.
And bigger one than his.
Yeah. And then Martin, of course. Greetings, fellow geodologist.
And I love, so obviously then he looks around and he
picks
decides
up the dog.
To take the dog, yeah. Which is, you know. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And then you get Nelson in Show and Tell. And his voice.
I fucking
is
love
just,
it. Like.
It's just so like. The ingredients were fresh pureed tomatoes, like
water, salt, and sodium benzoate used to retard spoilage. Once again, if I'm not mistaken, this contained tomato paste.
Ever since I've seen this episode, every time I see the words tomato paste, yeah. I think of this scene.
But I love how it's the same can. You get the impression that it's the same can every week.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I look forward to seeing it again next week.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I used to think, like, oh, we would just bring a different can.
Yeah.
But I'm like, now I have
it's
in
the
my
same
head,
one.
It's the same one he's bringing in every time, which makes it even funnier, I think.
And the fact that then Bart gets up and, you know, the box follows him. I love that whole. It's like a riddle that has plagued mankind for centuries. What has four legs and ticks? Everyone's gone back. A walking clock?
A walking clock?
I'd wager he has some variety of walking clock in that box.
Bart is in a walking clock.
That's, and
I love how he's like, what? No, it's my dog.
There's something funny about just the timing of it. That's like a walking clock? A walking clock? I'd wager he has some walking clock in that box.
The fact that like the two most intelligent people in the class.
Yeah.
Martin and Miss Krabappel both think it's a walking
clock.
And then I just love everybody's reaction to the dog. Would you like these cookies? He's like, my raisin roundies.
It couldn't be more than
Martin is on fire in this episode.
I know. Raisin roundies as well. Couldn't be a nerdier treat as well. And then like the fact that like, okay, everyone loves the dog, and even Krabappel is like, great job.
Surprised.
Yeah, and then Martin,
kaboom!
There's something about the way he puts the geo down that almost sounds, it just works.
Kaboom! That, the sound of the thunderous volcanic explosion, which gives birth to the magnificent geode. One of nature's most...
You're doing it wrong! You gotta pet him hard so he can feel it!
Look, let the doggy sneeze!
Ha! It thinks it's people!
Hey, Spoochie! Hey, Poochie!
My geode must be acknowledged!
Oh, brother.
And Willy in the door. Poochie!
Like, his face
when
on
he
the
looks
outside.
Up, he's so happy.
Yeah. But I kind of got sad when he like put the dog
in the
closet. Just how like sad the dog looked for a while, for like that couple of seconds, and then he just fell asleep,
completely distracted. Yeah,
yeah. And then you get, and this was a great like couple of seasons, or it was a running thing during the seasons of Ralph before, like he was like complete moron.
Yeah,
but it was like when he would say something, where he's like.
Yeah,
you know, there's something a dog. There's
happening.
A dog in the vent.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Remember you that time you said Snagglepuss or whatever?"
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He was going to
the bathroom.
But like before, there's a couple of other ones that I can't remember that are like.
Can't think of anything.
It's there was one. It was to do with like, maybe it's to do with like the not the hurricane or some sort of weather thing, and it was like. Miss Hoover, there's... It's like, Ralph, remember the time? And then, like, something like...
It just interrupts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, something like that. Like, I think that was the third one. And there's another one there, but they had, like, a little sort of runner for that character. It was, like, him and Hoover's interaction, like...
Brilliant. Like, the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, I love how, when it cuts to Skinner, like, just how stressed he looks already...
I know Weinstein's parents were upset, Superintendent, but I was sure it was a phony excuse. I mean, it sounds so made up. Yom Kippur. I mean,
and you know, as soon as you see Skinner all disheveled like that, you know that you're in for a good Skinner.
Yeah.
It's like, I know Weinstein's parents were upset, Superintendent, but...
And the fact that, like, okay, Superintendent Chalmers' name has been invoked already. So, like, you know you're getting them.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And then where he tries to get everyone to remain calm, he's like, remain calm, there is a dog in the vent. And everyone, like, they look at each other like, they're like jumping up and down their desk and all. Like.
That for some reason reminded me, like, even though I wasn't there, I find this so funny. Like, Kerry was saying when she was in school, there was this substitute teacher, this old guy, and it was like an unruly bunch of kids or whatever. Like,
like he was trying to get them all to like keep quiet or whatever. And
his
false teeth came out. And she's like, and one, like everyone just, it was like that. Everyone just threw their papers up. And one kid just started to run full speed up and down the class, like without saying anything. Like full clip. I don't know why, it's just the funniest image. Like, you just can't take what just happened. You're just running up and down.
I remember that feeling when I was a kid of like when Man United won the Champions League. I had so much energy. I was running up and down my stairs. I didn't know what to do. Like,
that 99, was it?
Yeah. When like Solskjaer scored that goal, it was just like,
you just can't get enough.
Like Home Alone, like, you know, where he's like, he has the house himself, and he's running around like, like, what do I do? Sure, like,
But yeah, I love the fact that that's Skinner's attempt to calm them down.
I like how when he sticks his head up into the vent, the dog's just there.
Yeah.
And like gives him a lick. And you get like Willy and Skinner. I like actually just how like deadpan Skinner is like, Willy, win the vent and get him.
But then like, it's just me or is Willy's accent like weird in this? Is it Hank Azaria?
It's Dan Castellaneta. It's like Scottish Homer.
Is it just that he hasn't perfected it yet? He's like, sir, you've got to come quick. There's a dog running around in the air ducts. It's like, what sort of accent is this?
Sir, you've got to come quick. There's a dog running around in the air ducts.
I thought it was like a joke at first.
You could very much tell that it's like, it's the guy doing Homer's voice.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, like, you know.
So often you hear that where it's like, well, that guy is just Homer. You know?
But, like, this one was like, oh, it's just Homer with a Scottish brogue in this episode. I remember thinking it myself, like, the famous line of.
Lunch, Lady Doris. Have you got any grease?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Then grease me up, woman.
Okie dokie.
It's just one of the most classic, probably, lines.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the season before as well, but Willy, like, I think it's a great gag of, like, because he's not, like, slouched all the time and, like, doesn't look intimidating at all. And then, like, when he rips off his clothes, he's, like,
I was just thinking that.
So ripped. Like,
I love the fact that they made Willy just so muscly for some reason. It just makes him even funnier.
Yeah.
And just the whole, like, the drama of it. Like, he just rips his clothes off. Then grease me up.
But it was the same with the wolf.
Yeah.
As well, like, he rips his. Yeah, I forgot the main course.
There's just some absolute, like, gangster working in the school.
Exactly, like, how did you get this job? And then you get the little. Now, did you figure this reference, this movie reference, when he's looking at the heating system?
Well, I say please, I'm not 100% sure. Would it be Alien?
Yes!
Yeah.
No.
Just the first one. Singular. Alien,
Good run.
Yes. I expected that. I thought as I was watching it, I was like, Terry's going to quiz me on this. And I didn't even Google it.
Yeah.
It's all up here.
Sure. I believe it. You say that despite the fact you've never seen Alien.
I have seen it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. One, two, and three. Is better, as I recall.
Two is Cameron. So Aliens.
I hate James Cameron.
Huh?
James Cameron?
Yeah.
I hate James Cameron.
You love him, though.
He is Terminator. A big posh sod.
Terminator, Terminator 2.
Yeah, it's a shame. He's directed some movies I really like.
Yeah.
I find him to be a pompous...
Here's the pitch that he did for Aliens, right?
Yeah. So,
he went...
Is this real?
This is real life.
Okay.
And it's the fucking... It's the... I think it's the... I don't know if it's like you have the biggest nuts in the world. He came in and like wrote on a like... chalkboard Alien, and then he just like stood and the executives were like okay, and then like he went up and drew an S, and then he drew two lines through it to make a dollar sign.
What?
Yeah,
that's it.
And that's it.
What?
He's like, this is what we're gonna do.
That was with the sequel.
Yeah, so like literally he went to the Fox and it was like he wrote Alien, then took a beat, drew an S onto the end of it, so like for Aliens, and yeah. then through the S he drew two lines.
But how did that, was that enough for them?
Because it just was like...
But he didn't... There's no...
like, I don't understand. The sheer like confidence to have that is like...
And what did he do at that stage? What movies had he done?
What he had done... I think he'd done
to give him such fucking...
He'd done Piranha and he'd done The Terminator. And Terminator was a huge hit.
That really annoys me.
Maybe it was Piranha 2 or something.
Piranha 2. Anything Mr. Piranha 2 can walk into here.
Well, Terminator. Done The Terminator. Terminator was massive. Yeah. But I think that's fucking... Still. Like, absolute... Like, I never use this word, but like... Baller.
Oh, yeah. It is a baller move. Yeah, exactly. But surely they would have been... considering doing Aliens 2.
But they hadn't done it. It was like 7 years.
Oh, was it?
Since, like, it was like 79, I think, was Alien.
Oh, was it?
And he did it in like 86, 85 or 86. So, like, you know...
I don't know why. I just find him to be...
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like...
Is that a thing? Like, do people think this?
He's just
him?
I don't like him, you know?
He's very pretentious, he seems.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, but apparently he just, like, jumps in his thing and goes to the bottom of the ocean. Do you remember that?
In
South Park? That was a real thing, like.
He actually does that, though.
Yeah.
He goes into his little pod thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay down there, Cameron.
But we need those Avatar sequels, man.
Are they in any way happening?
Nah, okay, he says so, like.
Yeah, right.
Not in our lifetime. you get the... I love this when, like, Santa's little helper is, like, coming up behind him. And then he starts like licking his feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Willy's like laugh.
Just pure Homer.
Yeah. And then Skinner is like losing it when he starts getting the hiccups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on time.
And then Willy, when he's chasing Santa's little helper, like,
I love the animation of the hands was gone like this.
And then he's like, all right, like, out you go.
Yeah. Couldn't be higher.
Yeah, and it's just like that, like it's in the worst place possible, the gym. But
and I also like the fact that, well, one, when like the police arrive and
it's
they're
great
just,
fade in, wasn't it? Like, yeah.
And they're just playing basketball.
Yeah.
And I love how Mrs. Kropotkin is like, uh-oh.
Yeah, like really not helping.
Just
like,
putting it to him. Yeah. Like, I can't take this.
Yeah. He's like, everything's under control. And then the guy on the ladder, like, knocks over the scoreboard and then falls through the window.
That's
like,
such a great bit of animation.
And I love Chalmers here. He's like, oh, I have had it. I have had it with this school, Skinner. Low test scores. Class after class of ugly, ugly children.
Oh, now I really don't think the children's
appear. Seymour, you are in very big trouble. And then the dog falls in. Like,
yeah.
Oh, why looking into this level mutt's eyes just melts my heart. Seymour, all is forgiven.
And I love a good, like, yeah. It's one of those sort of, yeah.
I said, why? But, like, even when Willy falls on him,
his, like, greased arse on him. Like,
his suit is, like, all greased.
Ass marks on him, yeah.
And he fires him.
I'm sorry. Did you just call me a liar?
No, I said you were fired.
Oh, that's much worse.
Act break.
End of Act 1.
Yes. I love this joke I always have where Bart is, like, you know, saying how he thinks that they're at the breakfast table and saying how, you know, he thought he'd be happy when Skinner was fired.
Yeah.
But all he has is this weird, hot, you know, feeling at the back of his neck. It's like, that's guilt.
That's guilt.
And then the little spider at the back. He's like, yeah, I guess. It's like...
That's not, like, out of, like, just thinking about it now, it's almost an odd joke for this business to have. It just be that and no attachment to anything else. Like,
it was good, though. Like,
yeah, I liked it.
And then Homer, like, getting so excited because Bart brought a dog into...
It's like, he tries to bring the dog again. But Marge, dogs can never have enough excitement. Look! She just grabs him off of him.
And he's like...
And he just goes to take the baby.
Come here! With Maggie.
Brilliant.
And then we get, at the school, we get an assembly.
Oh, So good.
Boys and girls, because of Mr. Skinner's sudden departure, I've had to appoint a new principal. Leopold.
All right, you little punks. Prick up your freaking ears, because I'm only going to be saying this once. From now on, things are going to be very, very different around here. With your new principal, Ned Flanders.
Well, tippity-top of the AM to every good buddy here. As chairman of the PTA, I am dee-diddly-delighted to take over, and I think I can put the pal back in principal.
Yeah. And I'll put the super back in superintendent. That's the same exact joke. What gives, Leo?
Now, I know everybody's eager to get back to class. But I thought it might break the ice if we had a little Q&A.
Dude, ask a question or we'll have to go back to class.
Yeah, you.
I was wondering, do you, what's your policy on, lunch?
Well, let me just say I want to put the stew back in students.
It's just a damn popularity contest with you kids.
Well, look what you've done, you little freaks.
First of all, I think this is Leopold's first appearance.
Yeah.
Love him. Just the character design of him.
I know.
And like that sort of...
He's rock solid.
Yeah, but the gag of like, I'm here to anoint a new principal, like Leopold. And he like,
yeah.
He walks up. All right, you little punks. Look up your freaking ears, because I'm only going to be saying this once. From now on, things are going to be very, very different around here. With your new principal, Ned Flanders.
And he always does that, like...
Marge Simpson. Yeah.
But he's like, dee-diddly-eyed to take over. And he
the bends. Whole running with, like, you know, put the pal back in principal. And I'll put the super back in. Superintendent.
I love the cough. The fact that there's a cough in the audience made me laugh afterwards. Yeah. Just like...
But I even like he's like it's the exact same joke. What gives Leo?
What gives Leo?
Like, and he says Leo like,
and then when they get to, you know, like Jimbo has to ask a question, so he's delaying for ages.
Yeah.
Let's just say I want to put this stew back in students. It's just a damn popularity contest to you kids.
Now look what you've done, you little freaks.
That is so funny. I was laughing my ass off.
Now this is kind of this bit I want to talk to about, like our teachers when like it gets to like. They're at the Quickie Mart and like Bart and Milhouse are messing with the cone or whatever, and they see Skinner.
Like, a jumper.
Yeah. And like, first of all, like the fact that like Milhouse is saying like he's gone crazy. He's not wearing a suit. Like, and like it is like as whatever, teenagers, whatever, when we used to see teachers in their natural
it was
habitat.
Weird.
Like it was weird. Like, wasn't it? Like,
it was weird. I don't know, but I don't know if I've seen that many of them though outside of school. Like
I used to see them like say, I mean,
you would have because
you
lived
so close. Outside of, like, so like you'd see them in the going to the shop or whatever like that. Like
I remember when they were picketing
and
passing by them to go to the chipper and Hugh Carroll was like, oh, you get us a few chips there, boys.
All right, Andy, get us a few chips there.
I remember specifically, actually, this is quite Principal Skinnerish. I remember Al O'Connor was like, he'd be talking about, I remember in geography class one time, I don't know how the topic came up, it's one of those classes where like no one really does anything. He's like, and I live with my parents. And
I was going to say, I without outing Al on the
I've just done
podcast,
it.
But like, he was one that lived with his parents. Like,
he did, I don't know if he still does, but like, this was whatever, oh, Jesus, 17 years ago.
But like, he was... like they were talking about like sad men that lived that.
Yeah, I know.
Never considered Al sad.
I didn't think of him as that either, but
I do now. But like,
but I didn't like as soon as I seen that, I was like, oh, he lived with his parents. Anyway, he got some slagging for it in the class. If you don't mind, Terry, I'm gonna pour some water on the mic here.
Don't pour it on the mic. Oh.
Glorious. Terry, can I fill you up?
Please. Oh, here we go. Boom.
All right.
I like the whole idea of like Skinner like trying, like, first of all, you get the sense of like he seems so not out of his depth, but like it's unnatural for him, like, to be not the principal anymore, like, and the fact
to not be principal
Skinner. Like, yeah, he's like, I'm gonna write the great American novel. Mine is about a futuristic amusement park where dinosaurs are brought to life through advanced cloning techniques. I call it Billy and the Clonosaurus.
And just the fact that Apu gets so angry.
Oh, you have got to be kidding, sir. First you think of an idea that has already been done, and then you give it a title that nobody could possibly like. Didn't you think this
was... bestseller list for 18 months! Every magazine cover had it.
Popular movies of all time, sir. What were you thinking?
I mean, thank you. I'll come again.
What makes the joke even better is the cutting.
Yes, the time passing.
Yeah, because like, you imagine how long has he been given out to it. He's like one of the most bestseller lists for 18 months.
I always like the bit at the end where he realizes what he's been doing, and then he's like, I mean, thank you. Like, and it's that like...
But even like the way he puts his hands like, what were you thinking? I can't do that. It just naturally comes
Speaking
out.
Speaking of the accent, I watched recently, and it's on Netflix. Give it a go. I love the movie. Almost brought a tear to my eye again, as it always did as a child. What?
Yeah, go on.
Short Circuit 2.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny 5.
You know what?
And the guy who plays the Indian, Ben whatever, is the guy from Friends, Phoebe's boyfriend. Oh, define me.
Oh, you're mad.
The white guy, but he's playing an Indian. Like,
really?
Yeah, brown face and all.
Brown face.
Well, tanned or whatever, but like, I think it's because he has such thick black hair that like, I didn't realize that he wasn't Indian at the time. And then I'm watching, I'm like, this is so terrible. But it has a absolutely standout performance by Michael McKean, a.k.a. one of the guys from Spinal Tap, a.k.a. Chuck from Better Call Saul.
Haven't seen that.
And what's in Better Call Saul?
Speaking of Friends, is he your man, the Mocklet guy in Friends?
Yes! He was him! Yes! Oh, man, he is unbelievable in it. Yeah? Like,
I don't know if I've seen... I'm sure
it's an hour and a half or an hour 40, but I loved it.
I mean...
It's one that, like, I wore the tape out as a kid watching. Johnny Five is alive. Input. He needs input, Andy.
Short Circuit is one that I never really watched.
The first one is weird in that, like...
The first one's weird.
He's a military... Yeah, Short Circuit 1. Well, they're both weird, but, like... he's, like, a military program, and he gets hit by lightning, and he comes to life, gets a soul.
Right.
So, but a lot of it is, like... And there's, like, five other Johnny... Well, four other Johnnies. He's Johnny 5.
Yeah.
Johnny 5 is alive. Number 5 is alive.
Right.
But in that one, they're like, there's a whole like military presence, and it's like they're trying to like keep him hidden from the military or escape.
Standard
and,
kid finds.
And this one is like, so it's in the middle, I think it's whatever, Omaha or something, like in the Midwest of America. And this one is like in New York, and it's all about like, they're building toys to sell to this company. And he shows up in a giant crate. And then like all this mad stuff starts happening. Like
any movie set in New York, especially in the 80s.
The 80s.
I'm in.
Just watch it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, to be honest, you sold me with New York. Any sort of movie from like 79 to 95, I'll watch.
I don't know.
Very specific.
Stuck it on a Sunday afternoon and had the time of my life. 25 is like...
It's on Netflix?
On Netflix.
Okay, well. Yeah. All right.
It's, you know, easy access.
I'll try it.
Yeah. Back at the schoolhouse, we see Bart as chowing down on some candy in Ned Flanders' office.
Yeah, with the disciplinarian Ned Flanders.
Just like...
shakes the glass.
He's like, "What are you drinking, Slice or Yoo-Hoo?" I love this next bit when it's back with Skinner and he's like, "Let's see... Tide, cheer, bold, biz, fab, all, gain, whisk. I believe today I will try bold." And it's just like, he's just there talking to himself.
And the way like it gets slower every time where he's like, Bald. Biz.
Fab.
All.
Whisk.
He's so excited to see Bart rather than
Bart. And it's a really, like, do a good job with Bart in that, like, he feels guilty about, like, getting him fired or whatever. But then, like, he kind of feels, I don't know, uncomfortable or, like, awkward with their, like, new relationship where it's, like...
They're not enemies, basically.
Yeah, they're, but they're kind of friends.
Yeah.
But he's an older kind of sad guy, like you say, like...
He's, and especially the fact that he's latching on to, like, you know, Bart just says it was good to see you. It was? Well, then we should get together again, say Saturday at my house.
You know where I live? And I love that flashback.
Oh, so funny.
Hmm. A flaming bag, eh? Well, these new Italian loafers will make short work of it.
I mean, this episode is really just sort of like, as far as the comedy goes, I feel like this episode, so far anyway, is just right up there.
I think it's a perfect balance of, like, grounded, bit of wacky stuff at the start, but it's, like, it's real life.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
No elephants, there's no trips to space or whatever. Yeah.
It's like a real situation that they're dealing with.
But it's, like, it's not a situation comedy. It's, you know, a thing in life that could possibly happen or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact that when they rob his underpants, it's actually quite sad, and he's like, I can buy a new pair. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's not true. I needed those. I really did.
I remember always laughing at that as a kid. Like, he's so desperate for them.
Yeah.
Like, I needed those.
And then when he shows up, you see, like, his mom, Agnes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch the wallpaper. But she's like, at this point, she's not nearly as like, shit up.
Well, this is what I was thinking. Like, this is like the first instance that you kind of get Skinner's mother. It's just like a nice, loving old woman where she's like, oh, you're Seymour's friend. And then even when he's up there, it's like, your friend Bart is here.
Do you want me to tell you when it's 7:30? It was like that joke for some reason. Why? Like,
it's such a mom thing. Yeah, like, you know, because he's obviously said beforehand, let me know when it's 7:30, Bart's due here.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you when it's 7:30?
The fact that, like, he's, like, up there. I always thought, when I was a kid, I always thought it was really cool that he had, like, whatever, that setup of, like, music. Like,
it did seem cool.
Yeah. And then a little more Allegro. And he was... I love how... Just the tenor of his voice where he's like, I was their sergeant. They're my loyal troops.
Yeah.
Like, it was taken shortly before I was shot in the back. Which is very strange, because during a Bob Hope show, I was trying to get Joey Hedden to put on some pants, for God's sake.
I love the fact in the picture, he's there saluting, and everyone else beside him is looking at him.
And then you get them, like, having the barbecue together, and it's, you know, he's kind of...
Like Skinner's apron.
Yeah, yeah.
Principals do it 9 months a year.
Yes. I always like that joke as well, where it's, you know, they might have been saying your name, but also they might have just been saying skim milk.
Yeah.
And you get, like, a nice little montage of them...
walking on the beach together.
Yeah, like, it's just, you know, it's nice, like, somebody spending time with him.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a nice little...
It's nice
moment.
For Skinner.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then we get to Luigi.
I thought you might like this restaurant, Bart. They'll make a pizza pie with a topping of your choice.
Eh, Simora, you want your usual table?
No, no, Luigi. I'd like one with two seats. I'll be dining with a friend tonight.
Eh, good for you, eh?
Mmm, it is real nice here.
Eh, Salvatore, guess who's here? Mr. Cucunabanza and some real ugly kid.
Yeah, I mean, see... The Luigi character, like, it almost bugs me the issue that people, well, the people, that probably, like, 10 people have with Apu in The Simpsons. And this is just me. I'm not representing the podcast here. But, I mean, if you're gonna, like, Luigi is almost worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they're
it's
going.
It's a bad
if,
depiction.
If
of...
they're going, like, Luigi Risotto is his name. And he's, like, the whole time he's like, he's like, you want a usual table? And all this sort of stuff. Like, he's just couldn't
hey,
be more Italian.
Guess who's here? Mr. Cucalamanza and some real ugly kid.
I cracked up at that when I was a kid as well. Mr. Cucalamanza and some real ugly kid.
Yeah, you see how you're trash compared to Trusty, huh?
I forgot about that.
Or you scum, whatever.
Yeah, you see how you scum.
Yeah. You kind of get, like, you see what the school is like now that Skinner is gone.
The fact that, like, Milhouse is, like, is reveling in the fact that he's not only not learning, but he's forgetting stuff. Yeah. Like, the whole idea of knowledge in his head. It's like, he has to get it out.
Martin, up in his... Yeah. I love that as well. It's like, we've gone too far. And then you just hear, like, my water dish is empty.
Like, how long has Martin been up there? Like, he's just made himself at home, ironing his shirt.
It's a real, like Lord of the Flies situation. But then, also then, it's like, some nice bits. Again, you get, like, Skinner at the school, and he's hearing the voices.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, I baked you those Raisin Roundies. Like, twice in one episode, you get the Raisin Roundies. Ralph, sir, I got carsick in your office.
It is quite a nice scene. It's just Skinner on his own, just standing in front of the school, like, you know.
It reminded me
school
of
school is his life.
When was it Paddy he was going out with? It was Paddy.
Yeah.
And she leaves him, and it was like he kinda is outside the school and he's real sad, and then he looks up. The only difference, he looks up and it sees like owner and proprietor Bart Simpson.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, oh, tomorrow is another school day, you know. But he didn't have that happening this time. So he goes back to Skinner's house and he gets a letter saying he's gone back to the army.
Sincerely, Sergeant Seymour Skinner. And Bart decides to go to Luigi's again on his own.
Oh, you miss your friend, huh? Don't worry, my cook can surely cheer you up. Hey, Salvatore, give the ugly kid a piece of the red crap. See, I feel much so more comfortable doing that than the Apu voice. I don't know why.
I'll tell you why, if I may.
Huh?
Well, I think it's because this is a political hot potato. I think the world or the internet has more of an issue with stereotypes if they're not white.
Mm.
And I think the fact that Luigi and Groundskeeper Willie and all that sort of stuff, like, that's not, for some reason, not as bad.
Racist.
You know what I mean?
They're both.
I say, if it counts for one, it counts for all of them. It shouldn't count for any of them.
Mm.
That's me.
Oh.
That Terry, you. Would you like to give your...
That is you. I kind of agree with you, though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, just not nearly as strongly.
Yeah.
Also, take off that red cap and stop telling people to go home.
Don't tell me how to live.
Send him back.
Did you see, by the way, that...
Getting a little political here. Like.
You see, speaking of... I mean, Trump...
Speaking of Trump.
Yeah. Speaking of Trump, Boris Johnson is going to be the Prime Minister. Like,
God.
Now, I'm not into politics at all, so I don't sort of, you know, I don't follow any of it. But it just seems to me like, you know... Donald Trump is sort of like, I remember when he first, when it was, I was on the bus and the driver had the news on, and I remember seeing Donald Trump has won the vote or whatever. I remember just laughing to myself, like, as in, like, because that's kind of like what I like about Ireland's position, is that Ireland's just kind of laughing at the rest of the world. But it's kind of like, okay, so there was Donald Trump as elected president. I mean, Donald Trump is almost like, it's almost like, you know, in those like 90s movies where like they don't even write bad guys this one dimensional anymore. Yeah. He's kind of like a bad guy from like Blank Check, or, you know, like.
Did you hear him today?
I didn't hear him today, but I heard
like
his
press conference today.
No.
About how he could win the war in Afghanistan, because if he wanted to, he had a plan that would wipe Afghanistan off the face of the earth. So it's just like, oh, he's going to nuke them. This is the new thing. It's like, he's saying this in the White House, and it's like a live press conference. And he's like talking to the guy from Pakistan, like, you know, right? And he's like, uh-huh. Like, he's like, no, like,
this guy knows what I'm talking about.
Don't include me in this. But he's just like, I could have it done in 7 days. I could, but I don't want to kill. I don't want to kill 10 million people.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. It kind of sounds like you do. Like.
I mean, like, they wouldn't, if you gave him, if you put that character to someone, they'd say, no, he's too one-dimensional. Yeah. Like,
too broad,
at least in modern-day movies, they give the bad guy a bit of depth and show he's got a bit of a good and a bad side. I haven't seen one endearing quality. And then you have Boris Johnson on this other side, who's just like this blithering idiot. Like, every time I see him, like, he just looks so unkempt. Like, his hair is all over the place and his shirt is sticking out from his big belly and all. I'm like, I don't know who's worse. Like,
Trump is definitely worse. Like,
yeah, he's worse.
Until they start having.
Apparently, Boris Johnson isn't actually that dumb. I was according to one person I heard on the radio.
He's
today.
Very deceitful, is what I'd say about Boris Johnson. But he plays that like blithering idiot.
He's a terrible politician, I think, because he can't play the game like the rest of them play the game of
and
just
yet failing upwards. Like he was like sacked.
How did he get in this position?
I don't know. Like,
how are we in this position? Like,
anyway, look.
Yeah, anyway, this is how, not our wheelhouse. Yeah,
thank God. But yeah, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, you're a racist. Got it. So
that's right.
Back at the start of Act 3 here.
Oh.
You get a nice little sort of back and forth between Skinner and the Colonel. I like, he's like, I received a number of medals for securing that Montgomery Ward in Quaid City.
But I didn't. But what was that like? I didn't.
It's like, I don't think it's, yeah. I don't think okay. it's anything like, you know.
I thought that, yeah, okay. Kuwait City. Yeah, okay.
And then you get all the like new infantry, where it's like, they don't have them group toilets here no more, do they?
You know what? It's only literally just from reading it through that I realised what he said, because I didn't understand that he was saying toilets.
Really?
Before. Yeah. Makes more sense now.
I love when Marge and Homer are in Ned's office.
Deeply concerned.
That's my favourite.
Yes, deeply concerned. He's basically just doing what Bart did, just wolfing down his candies.
Because he goes a little easy on the hickory dickory stick, but that's just because his dad was so hard on him when he was a boy.
What's he doing?
Oh, man! Ned's building all over my poems. He's a real flat tire. I mean a cube, man. He's putting us on the train to Squaresville, Mona.
So funny.
Oh man, Ned spilled ink all over my poems.
Like, I love the
great
fact
character, like, beat of like his parents are beatniks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the most religious man on Springfield. Like,
of all things, I would never have like thought his parents
would
be beatniks.
It's a great idea. Like, it's so good.
And that's the first time you see them.
You only see them like twice more. Like, but like.
Oh man. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah.
So then you get a bit of a Full Metal Jacket going here, where they're, I knew a woman in Paris, France, had a big hole in her underpants.
Wait, where did you pick up that felt?
We heard Sergeant Clark's company singing it, sir.
There will be no smut in my company. You're in this men's army to learn.
I like this. I don't know, but I've been told the Parthenon is mighty old.
How old?
We don't know.
That's real good, but it needs improvement. But like, I don't know why. Like, one, what's a Parthenon?
It's a place, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The Parthenon is mighty old. And I don't know, like, what made this joke for me was the added footsteps at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's real good, but it needs improvement.
It's weird then, like, when Lisa and Bart have this like conversation, but like Bart is like staring at a picture of like Skinner longingly, almost. Like, what's going on? Like,
I know what's happening. Yeah. I do like the fact that I mean it's real insightful for Bart, where he's like, it's weird, I miss him as a friend, but I miss him even more as an enemy.
Yeah, and that it's a great sort of thing where it, like, she lists off like Holmes, Moriarty, Mountain Dew, Mellow Yellow, Maggie is the baby with the one eyebrow.
Even that's a great guy. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Baby Gerald. And then, like, first of all, like, Bart just cycling into the army. And your man standing there, like, at the gate.
When they're, oh, yeah. Yeah,
just, like, letting them go in. Like, not even acknowledging.
As they're launching the...
But before, it's the guy at the gate. And it's like, you know, it's like a barrier or whatever. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and he's just there. And, like, Bart just, like, cycles through. He just stays there, like...
pick up on that.
Like, doing a really good
job. I love
job,
the lack of security in The Simpsons. Like, you know, there's either that, either they just don't notice, or they're just like this and they just go past, or do you work here, little boy?
Well, sir, right ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
But like, even then, when he's like on the range, it's like, man on the range.
Change your trajectories.
Yeah. And then Apu.
Even that's a great visual, like.
But like, Apu's dead then. Apu and Sanjay, like, right? Like, because these, whatever, mortars go up and, like, a big giant cube,
yeah,
falls on the thing. He's like, oh, so they blew
so,
up.
So they're dead.
They're dead. Like,
because you'd be dead.
Yeah.
I like the. I like how silently, like, the letter just. It's like they're just talking and they don't even know. It's, you just hear like.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's a great gag.
Brilliant.
You know, but it's like something out of a Airplane or something like that.
Yeah,
like, it's a real Zucker gag.
Yeah.
But really, really good. When Skinner is talking about, like, the army isn't quite as I remembered it.
Now, even that line, I quite like, because again, like, it's a weird one that, like, you have Smithers, you have Agnes or Smithers' mother, who's being all motherly.
Skinner.
What did I say, Smithers?
Yeah.
Oh, I've embarrassed myself here. Yeah. But and then you have Skinner probably for the first time saying, the army isn't quite as I remember it. It's like, actually, it's exactly like I remember. Like, that's like the first inkling of, like, him, like, admitting, like, the army wasn't, like, the best days. Place.
Exactly, was, like, you know, a bit, like, of, like, self-reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah. when he's like, I think I could get him fired. I got you fired, didn't I? He's like, yes.
Yes.
and then, of course, when Skinner comes to meet him, Homer is getting himself involved.
Yeah.
Homer's been really, like, quietly good in this episode.
Yes,
not much, like,
Homer's been, like, the bit part character. Like,
that is true.
That's all he does. Yeah.
Well, like, and, like, but Bart's plan is, like,
I was going to say, the plan, what's the plan? Like,
Chalmers
will come to the school and see that it's in disarray. Like, would he not have just done that off his own bat? Like,
yeah. And then, like, I like Marge, like, what's going on in there?
Yeah.
Nothing. Martin is doing the ironing when we come back to the school. And
do you know what song he's singing? Sorry.
He's singing Carmen.
I don't know why I asked. I don't know what it's from.
Toreador.
I was just trying to win one.
You will never. Yeah, it's from an opera, mate.
All right, well, I got that.
Yeah. Have you ever the Hey Arnold did a nice opera episode?
I wasn't sure if you were talking about Brian Arnold or
the show.
Our friend.
Yeah.
We used to call him Hey Arnold.
I never did.
I remember specifically, like, cackling and laughing because you at one stage called him, you're like, Hey Arnold. And I just remember.
No, but I used to call him Arnold because his surname was Arnold.
Maybe you just did it inadvertently.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck's Cantwell laughing over there?
Because we both. I don't know.
Was there an opera episode of Hey Arnold?
Yeah. Well, they went to the opera and it was like Helga starts imagining it or whatever, but it was like Carmen was the they were all singing and stuff, and then you get like Harold was doing Pagliacci the clown. Big ugly clown.
Harold.
Just a big ugly clown. Harold,
great show. Harold was a deadbeat though in that show, wasn't he?
No, he was the bully.
Am I thinking of? Oh no, I'm thinking of
Oscar.
Man. Oscar,
you pet the kitty. Would you like to pet the kitty? Look at me, I'm petting the kitty.
Couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, Dan Castellaneta was Grandpa.
Was he?
Funny enough,
no way.
Yeah. Possibly Oscar as well.
Oh,
who knows?
Frankly, I don't want to know.
So Bart is trying to convince Chalmers that, like, you know, the school. Fired Skinner for less than this.
Yeah,
I love how his reaction is like, yeah, I did, but Skinner really bugged me. Besides, the way American public schools are sliding, they'll all be this way in a few months. I say lay back and enjoy it. It's a hell of a toboggan ride.
Like I don't know what you call it. Like he just completely disregards like the way his school
it's
is.
Not even contempt, but it's like
just disregarding.
He doesn't care enough for it to be contempt.
It's a hell of a toboggan ride. Like, what's this guy up to? Like,
and then, like, you know, Flanders over the PA.
Yeah, let's thank the Lord for another beautiful school day.
Thank the Lord. That sounded like a prayer. A prayer in a public school. God has no place within these walls. Just like facts have no place within organized religion. Simpson, you get your wish. Flanders is history.
Even Ned, like, he doesn't even mind.
Yeah.
He's just like, I really enjoyed my time here. May the Lord bless and keep you.
Yeah, take it outside, God boy.
And also, I was a fan of the kids' names.
Dirksen.
Dirksen took in your shirt. Jaffe spit out that gum.
You really think it's a good idea to give that freak his job back?
Well, he seems to know the students' names.
Yeah. And you get, like, a nice little bit at the end where, you know, they're back
like
to being
that.
Enemies, but you know.
It's like a mutual understanding of like this is how they have to go back to the way they were for both their sakes.
And it's a kick me and a teach me sign. And I always loved it. It's like, oh, mercy.
I tell you what.
Put a bow on it.
Put a bow on it and let's get into rings.
Please. And then I'll throw it to you, first off. What do you think? Was it hot?
I'll be honest with you, Terry. I didn't like this episode. I loved it.
We need to get a video camera in here. Like the two of our eyes, like, huh?
Like, is he going to do it?
Surely you couldn't.
I loved it. I thought it was... The story was good. It had heart. It had a ton of laughs and a ton of, like, you know, it's almost like Monday Night Raw in its prime. You know what I mean? Like, in the I don't know why.
Loads happened.
But just so much happens in one episode. Because it was only, like I was saying before, I go back and watch Raw and I think, oh, all those scenes you remember is just from this one episode.
Yeah.
This has, like, you know, marriage, we didn't even cover it. It's like, I just think they're neat.
Yeah.
You know, I just think they're neat. And then, like, Grease Me Up, Woman. And, like, did you just say I'm a liar? And, like, there's so many more in this, like, of, like, really quotable bits. I thought Bart was, like,
really good, right?
Good. He wasn't like a little shit or anything like that, as he normally is. Skinner is great. Like, that was probably the biggest role Skinner's had. Mm. But yeah, I loved it. I would.
Nope. What would you give it?
Well, my MVP
would
be. I have to just give it to Principal Skinner.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, how could I not? My rating, Terry, I would give this a 9. 0.1. That's right. And I think that's my highest rating to date.
Ever, I'd say. Yeah. Wow, who would have thunk it, folks?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was... Now, I don't know if this is the fact that I watched this on a legit TV and not just my phone. But I don't even think so, because I think it was just...
It's a very solid episode. Yeah.
Reiterate
exactly what you're saying. I kind of talk about all the time, the ones I've been enjoying the most rewatching them are the ones that, like, are kind of smaller in scale, have a lot more story and heart in them, because the jokes are formed around it anyway. You know, there's going to be good joke. It doesn't always have to be sort of sketchy and wacky or whatever like that. Like, they can be great as well, don't get me wrong, but
when they get the ingredients right between the two, like, it's almost like the extra heart adds to the jokes.
100%. Then, you know? My MVP would be Super Nintendo Chalmers. Ooh. I loved some of the line readings by him.
I have had it. Class after class of ugly, ugly jokes.
I was like, you got your wish. Flanders is out of here.
It was brilliant.
I would give it a 8.9.
Ooh.
It's up there.
Sorry, that is your...
Third?
Second highest rating. After, what was it?
Rosebud.
Rosebud.
Like, number one.
9.1 you gave that. Yeah. 8.9, all right.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Excellent episode.
And I was wondering about it, because when we were here last time with Tony, and we were saying, geez, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And then we're like, well, I think it was a good one. Yeah. Know? Like, you know.
It's mad how, like, you really do go back and you're like, you know, okay, I'm going to enjoy this. And you either, like, I've been... pleasantly and unpleasantly surprised throughout the whole sort of
this crazy thing that we've been doing, huh?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Well, what do we got next week?
Terry, I don't have the notes.
In front of me. Why don't you say it, Frenchie? Say it.
The Boy Who Knew Too Much.
Yeah.
Boom. What a great one.
Chowder. Chowder. Chowder.
Brilliant.
Shall we get our plugs in before we go?
Please. I beg your pardon.
We're going to find us online.
Terry, that is an excellent, excellent question. You can find us on Instagram at PutItInH Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at PutItInH Podcast. podcast. Take a look. We also got a new logo.
Oh, yes.
Which I have to say, I was delighted about.
Very, very good.
We will be actually getting some. I know we're not done with the Where Can They Find Us yet, but we will be getting some bit of merch delivered, starting off small.
Yeah.
And then we will build up to there.
Yeah, we'll put pictures of it online.
Then we'll go to the big ticket items of 100 to 100,000 dollars or euro.
We will turn your Simpsons house into Homer's head.
Where else can they find us, Terry?
You can find us on Facebook.
No.
We're at HA Die Hard Simpsons podcast. All our links are there. We normally throw in a couple of pics and clips and all that good
bits
stuff.
And bobs.
Yeah, there, you know, if you're still on Facebook, if you're still using it, yeah. You know, like, we're here, we're there.
We've sort of, now, I meant to ask you, actually, this isn't a conversation for on air, but when I'm on Instagram, it gives me the option to post to Facebook, and I'm like, yeah, it's kind of encroaching on Terry's
go,
turf.
Please, go for it, like.
Because whatever I put on Instagram, it would just go on Facebook.
Yeah, do it,
just do that?
Yeah, 100%.
Right. You heard it yourself, folks. Yeah. Controversy on Facebook.
You can also email us if you would like to. It's putinhpod@gmail.com.
What's in the inbox this week, Terry?
Bupkis.
You people. Yeah.
And if you would like to donate to the podcast.
Very, very important.
You can go to paypal.me/putinhpod. Feel free to donate 1 cent, 2 cents.
I tell you what, if you're going to donate 2 cents, don't fucking bother. All right?
Well, please.
Stick the 2 cent up your arse if that's what you're going to do. Because that's an insult. Don't you see what they're doing? They're making fools of us if they give us that. We got to get at least a tenner.
Whatever
you can just about.
2 euro, whatever you want.
Think about what you can just about afford and then add to it a little bit.
And then triple it, right?
That's what he's trying to say.
No.
Oh, God.
And what else? Let me see.
Rating and review.
Yeah, if you want to give us a review, we'll do a review for you.
We got a couple of... we didn't get a written rating, Terry, so I noticed you sitting back ready for me to read out the grade. But we did get a few more ratings on iTunes of just 5-star ratings, so thank you very much for that.
It's our bread and butter. Keep us going.
I feel like that's what got us to crack the top 6, which... I don't mind telling you, made my month and Terry's.
Yes. Very happy.
So, yeah, now that we've got a taste for it, to be honest, I can't go back. So, please keep rating us.
I can't go back.
And you know what? It's actually quite simple. If you're listening to this on an iPhone or any sort of Apple product, we're just right there. Just keep scrolling down through the episodes and you'll see the rating option. Just give us a 5-star, or if you want to write something, that's even better.
The reviews bring more reviews.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 That about does it, I would say.
Should I mention that we're back next week?
Oh, yeah. Well, we might have a little
I
surprise.
I don't know if I should say this on air.
Might have a little surprise for you next week, huh?
We'll leave it there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it?
Isn't it, rather?
All right. Thanks for listening.
Sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
know?
All I need is my brother.
I say
I'm gonna get high.
Tell
don't say it no more.
I will help you.
certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like
madness.
Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get back. Said I'm gonna try it with my. Take them all along with me. Yeah, yeah. I'm doing it.